Thank you for calling Jewelry Repair and Design. Press any key to receive a text from us, or stay on the line and we will answer your call as soon as we can.
Hello.
Hey, what's going on, Vicki? How are you?
No, nothing. I'm looking at the caller ID, and I'm like, who's Rochester Dymo?
Rochester.
Doing RDI.
Yeah. So, yeah, we're based out of Rochester.
It's RDI.
Yeah, based out of Rochester, New York. So, I know. We're not.
Yeah, well, was it,
go ahead.
All I can think of is Rochester from an old program, and I was like, who the hell is Dymo? I'm like, oh, and she said RDI. I'm like, oh, that's who it is.
I know.
It's the brightest crayon in the box.
No, it takes a second. Like, some of the simple things, it's just like, you know what I can never figure out? You know how people have, like, the license plates that are, like, look here, like they have like a name or something on them, or like something really creative, like with letters and numbers. I can never figure those out for the life of me. I don't know what it is. But anyway, so how's everything going? You getting ready for Thanksgiving already next Thursday, huh?
I was just telling Felicia that it's a week from tomorrow.
I know. Yeah. And then it's going to be so busy, like you're going to not even have time to eat your lunch, you know? So, crazy.
Mm.
So how many looky-loos have you had looking
right
at the Lab Blue?
You know, my personal life has worn me out so much that when I come to work, I am just like basically glued to the desk, doing other things.
Yeah, like a zombie.
And I don't pay attention. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
Oh, my mom is now bedbound, and between my sister, my daughter, and I, we rotate.
Oh gosh, I'm
night
sorry.
Shifts and day shifts. It's okay. It's not okay, but it's okay. And it's just I come walking in here. You know, usually I'm here by 7:30, 8 o'clock. I come rolling in here maybe 10 o'clock when I do the overnight.
Oh, my
and
gosh.
And I come rolling in, and I'm like, oh, this will be week number 6 on Friday.
So you guys can't hire a nurse, or is it just, like, better if you
my
guys
mother,
just do it?
It's better if we do it. I mean, she's on hospice care, so they come in once a week and do their thing. And I didn't know hospice doesn't mean just people who are dying. It means a total change of life, which is exactly what she's got going on now. It's a total change of life. She's not up and around. She has to be in bed. If she gets up with a walker, we have to walk with her.
Yeah, so she doesn't fall. Jeez. Did she have
yeah, like she almost did in then.
Oh. Gosh, that's scary, you know. Does she still have her mind?
Absolutely. Sharp as a tack.
God bless, you know. God
annoyingly
bless.
Sharp as a tack.
That
like,
happens with all people when they get elderly. You know, they're very short, you know.
She comes to my sister and says, you didn't get the garbage out, and I already took the garbage out. And she says, Vicki took the garbage out. She's like, are you sure she took it out? And she's like, Mom, you want to get in a wheelchair, and I'll take you and show you the garbage is out? You know, it's
like
out. You know, did you feed the cat? Did you do the laundry? Did you do this? Yes, Mom, stop worrying about stuff. Sit back and enjoy being alive. But anyway.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have it any other way. I'm blessed. I get to see a side of my mom that cracks me up. I don't know if she knows she's being funny, but she. She's a funny lady, and I don't think she does it on purpose. It's her dry sense of humor. My daughter thought she was spraying her hair down because my mom kept getting a mohawk and from laying in bed, so my daughter sprays it down and flattens this mohawk out of her hair. And She's like, why does this smell funny? She says, oh my God, I just bleached my grandma. And my mom's like, oh great. She says, now I'm going to be a blonde druggie because she's been on pain meds. She's like, now I'm going to be a blonde druggie. I'm like, yeah, that's right, Mom.
Oh, at least she has, her sense of humor, you know, that's good. How old is your mom?
She'll be 92 December 7th.
Oh, my God. God bless her.
Yep. She is a rip-roaring hoot, let me tell you.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, jeez. Wow.
And she watches Fox News from the moment she gets up to the moment she goes to bed.
Oh, my God. Seriously? How? Yeah. God, that would give anybody anxiety, any kind.
All day long.
Oh, my.
And, you know, I don't have a problem watching it, but it gets repetitive. It's the same story over and over and over again. Mom, don't you want to watch, like, Disney? Or, come on, let me put an old movie on. She's like, nope, I don't like this. And I'm like, okay.
You're like, fine. You know, it's like the same story being told, like you said, very repetitive. It's not like it's going to change within the next hour.
No.
Oh, man. Oh, geez. Well, I mean, so you also have to watch out for, like, bed sores and stuff like that for her, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's what we do. My daughter and I, at least, we're opting for once a week that we get her in the shower. I stand in the shower with her, getting soaking wet, while she sits in her wash chair and cleans herself. And then an LPN comes in to wash her. My mother gets mad because she's in my private parts and it annoys her.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Crazy. Well, I hope I know it's not, I mean, you can say I hope it gets better, but we all know what reality is. So, you know.
Yes. It's okay. I'm ready for it. You know, when it happens, it's not going to be like, oh, my gosh, I didn't know this was going to happen.
Yeah, but still, you know, still it is, like, shocking. So,
yes.
You know, but it is, you know. All right, well, let me get going. But if there's anything you need, let me know, okay?
Of course. Absolutely.
All right. Have a great day, okay?
All right, thanks, Rochester Dynamo.
There you go. All right, bye.
All right, take care.
Yep,
bye.
Bye.